previously, but you're wrong.
What are you doing?
We needed those tiles to survive, Karen.
They were gonna find us.
They were going to! They were here! I'm sorry! Karen!
Scrabble-hating bitch. There's nothing worse than an uppity Scrabble player.
Oh no.
Hey, Spider, bring me some pieces over here.
This is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodella.
Greg DiNicola.
And Greg, you had a question for me?
Do you believe in ghosts?
For a second I thought you were going to go through the whole list from Ghostbusters.
The theory of Atlantis and all that good garbage, and then...
Hey, if it's a study paycheck, I'll believe in whatever the hell you want me to.
Thank you, Winston.
Do I believe in ghosts? Yes.
You do.
To a certain extent.
You believe that there's something going on that's, like, unexplainable or whatever, but you're not willing to say that your dead relatives are visiting you, I'm assuming.
No, I feel like I've seen some things, personally.
You've seen shit that would turn me white?
Yes. I've seen some things that, I would say lead me in that direction. And, I've seen some video stuff that makes me think that there are, I'll put it this way. I believe that there's certain energy out there, that people can pick up on of, spirits or traumatic events, things like that. Do I believe that I can go to these places and really interact with ghosts? That I'm a little more skeptical of. Full body apparitions? No. But free roaming vapors, definitely.
Definitely free roaming vapors. I guess I do believe in some of the shit. Like, you know what? I won't say I do believe in it. I'll say I don't not believe in it. But I can't believe the amount of bullshit that's on TV and people just eat it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sci-fi. I mean, first off, the entire station, Science Fiction, is the name of your television station. And then you want me to believe that you're doing actual research into ghosts, which right. is a problem to begin with. But I was watching a few of their shows, and I'm just dumbfounded by the idiocy on these things. I mean, a friend of mine, he really likes the TV show Destination Truth. Have you seen this?
Oh, I can't stand that show.
You know what I think my biggest problem with that particular show is? You know, I think that people watch it and they're like, well, they're actually more critical and they don't buy into everything as much as a lot of other shows. Mm. But I feel like that's actually the problem. I feel like people have this attitude about the Destination Truth crew where they're like, well, you know, they're actually much more scientific about it. So that means that, you know, it's not as ridiculous. No, it's just as fucking ridiculous. I was watching one.
I think that makes it more ridiculous.
Well, it makes it like, I think people watch it and they're like, well, no, it's okay because they're not as crazy as the other paranormal investigators. I'm like, no, they are. They just have this weird guise about it that's like, oh, we're the normal ones. You know? So it like lulls you into this weird sense of security, and then what you're watching is just absolute insanity.
Oh yeah.
I was watching one earlier, and they're like, they're hanging out in a field in Kazakhstan, which I mean, whatever. But there's like lights in the sky or something, and they're like, oh my god, what are those? Those look at they're all bright. Like there's two lights, and they were very bright, and they were flying up above, and then like they took off, and they didn't see them anymore. And they're all like hooting and hollering about it, and they're like, those were definitely UFOs. That's it. That's the proof right there. And I was like,
I've seen the show, and I love your impression of the people, because it sounds nothing like them.
No, I know.
But
I don't know why.
How much of an asshole they are.
Right. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, one of their justifications was that it was too bright to be a plane. Why do UFOs have to be bright? Like, why is that, like, the stipulation that it's a UFO?
Well, if you were an alien, would you really want to be shining so bright that people can see you? Wouldn't you just be like, well, let's just turn the lights off?
Right. And why would you constantly have spotlights on your fucking vehicle? We don't do that. So, I mean, so you watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and you were like, well, clearly all the UFOs are wicked bright, so that's what that is. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I've compared footage that we captured to Close Encounters, and I've determined that we did in fact see UFOs.
So, yeah, I mean, that's basically the justification, or anything Spielberg turns out. All the UFOs are very bright. So clearly that's what a UFO looks like. And I just, it's not a terrible show. Like, it's not good. But it's not like the worst of them. It just, I feel like it lulls you into this false sense of security. And then it just hits you over the head with idiocy. I don't know.
I don't even feel like it lures me into a false sense of security.
No? You think it's just dumb right off the bat?
Oh, yeah. Because they're like, we're going to look for Chupacabra. No, you're not. I mean, you might. You might think you are, but you're not looking for Chupacabra because he doesn't exist. I'm looking for Bigfoot. No, you're not. You're not.
That's the other thing. How do people still believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know. Like, now, if they say that they estimate a certain number of species on the planet and say that we've only discovered like half of them. But
yeah, but don't you think the majority of them are like underwater?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or in remote places that we just haven't been to yet.
Yeah. As opposed to Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Bigfoot can't possibly exist, but people seem to think that he does, but there are people that still think that the Loch Ness Monster exists, even though they have come out and said and admitted that it was a fraud.
Oh, yeah, like that famous photo, the guy, he bought, like, a, like, toy submarine and put a head on it.
Yeah.
He bought it at, like, Sears or something.
Yeah, and he took a picture and he was like, look, the Loch Ness Monster, people believe that shit. And then he admitted that it was wrong, and people were like, well, no, it's true. No, it's not.
They're like, well, you know, I mean, just because he was, like, him and his son made it or something. It's like, dude, they were just fucking around. It's not true.
Well, yeah, and then people are like, well, you know, like the giant squids, we didn't know about them up until a few years ago. I'm like, yeah, but that was an entire fucking world of water.
Right.
We had to search
it wasn't in
everything.
A lake.
We've only been able to go underwater and search for, you know, the past 30 years maybe. Like, really search. I mean, we've gone underwater before that. But, I mean, in terms of exploration, maybe 30, 40 years we've been doing that.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't and I mean, be able to go.
You know, it hasn't always been like Cameron.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's been limited for a while. So you're expecting me to accept that we didn't find, you know, a giant squid in this huge world of water as a reason why we can't find the Loch Ness Monster, which is supposed to be huge, bigger than the squid,
in a lake. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, we can't find this guy in a lake either.
Now, granted, I know it's a big lake.
It's not that big.
Well, I mean, it's for a lake. Well, it's deep.
Big enough for it is a dinosaur to hide in for hundreds of years?
No. Yeah, and I feel like that's ridiculous. And then the Bigfoot thing is like, always the hotbed for the Bigfoot sightings is the eastern seaboard of the United States. Yeah. And I'm like, really? You couldn't have picked a less populated area?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me it's in the middle of Siberia. Like, do that.
Or
give me, humor me.
Tell me it's in the remote part of Canada that nobody lives in.
Yeah, it's up in Saskatchewan or something.
Yeah. But you just go and, well, it's, you know, it's in West Virginia. Now, granted, I know a lot of people don't necessarily go to West Virginia, but I feel like at some point we would have figured out that there was a giant creature walking around there.
Definitely. Now, as much as the Destination Truth guys might annoy me, they're not the worst, because I recently watched another TV show called The Haunted Collector.
Oh.
Have you seen this guy?
No, I haven't. I thought you were going to I thought you were going to say Ghost Adventures. Cuz those guys
Oh,
piss me
I haven't
off.
Got there yet. I haven't got to them. No, I watched the other day The Haunted Collector, and it's this really crabby Jewish guy from Connecticut, and it's him, his stupid son, and his stupid daughter, and they just what do they call him? He's like an expert on ghosts inhabiting objects.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He
classic
let's see,
he's material a infestation.
Right. He's also a demonologist.
Oh man.
And he investigates alleged haunted locations with the hopes of identifying and removing any on-site artifacts or trigger objects that may be the source of supposed paranormal or poltergeist activity.
Or he just removes the trigger objects of people who are fucking nuts.
Right. I saw him and it was him and his stupid daughter, and they went to this house in Ohio, and they show up and they're like, and the people there are like, there's all sorts of weird shit going on. There's definitely ghosts. You know, you gotta hang out. So, you know, they do the usual thing where they're like, we're going to lock ourselves in overnight and we're going to watch for stupid shit, which is just the dumbest gag in the world, because everyone does that now. We're going to lock ourselves in. It's like, what, the ghosts only come out in the middle of the night, and they what are they waiting for camera crews to show up? Like, get lost. So so they're going through, and there's like some crawl space or whatever, and the woman that lives there is like, oh, that place, that little area scares me. I don't go in there. And the guy's like, oh, definitely. I wouldn't go in there either. First off, it's a ghost. What the fuck is it going to do to you? I mean, what are you going to go in there and he's going to shoot you? He's going to strangle you? I mean, what's the worst thing you've ever seen a ghost supposedly do to someone? Scratch them? And even then, I find that to be a little stupid.
Yeah.
But okay. So eventually they send the guy's dumb daughter in there. And she finds, I think it's a compass. And they're like, they have no information. And they're like, oh, are they a compass? You know what? I think this is the item that the ghost is drawn to. This must have been someone who died in the house's compass. And then they make up this whole theory about how it was a person who worked on the railroad coming through the town.
They don't do like any research to figure this out.
No. He just mentions this. He's like, it was it was a guy who worked on the railroad, because obviously you need a compass if you work on the railroad. Like, you know, it's like you're sailing a ship, clearly, because the track doesn't direct where you go. And then they're like, they like, we're gonna do some more research on this. And apparently some guy died who worked on the railroad. And they're like, that's it? It was some guy that died working on the railroad. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? People die.
It's
he snuck into this house and he left a compass? Like, what are you talking about?
Wait, the guy that died that worked on the railroad wasn't the owner of the house and didn't live there?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think that it had anything to do with the house.
Wow.
I think they just made it up, and then they found some very flimsy way to connect it. Like, obscenely flimsy. I don't know. But this show has been on for 2 seasons now.
Really? I have not heard of this.
It's on Sci-Fi, of course. I mean, they do the regular thing where they take the recordings and they try to talk to the ghost.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "Are you scared? Are you trying to communicate with someone?" And then like someone in the other room like flushes a toilet, and they're like, "That's it. That's a sign. I think that was a yes."
I like the I will say this, the one sci-fi show that I do think is borderline a little more believable is Ghost Hunters. Or at least I did think that it was more believable. Because they do try to debunk certain things, and they do come up with reasons why other stuff is happening. Because they don't listen for every little thing, and they're like, oh my god, this is it. They go, oh no, that's just like the shutter in the wind or something like that.
Right. I've watched them and thought that they were a little bit more legit.
Yeah. Have you seen the one with them and Meatloaf? I'm not joking.
I'm assuming you mean the singer?
Yes, Meatloaf. No, they just sit around with a ghost and eat a plate of Meatloaf.
A haunted Meatloaf?
Yeah.
As Meatloaf made itself.
Let's eat it. No, I haven't. It's actually
Did Meatloaf have a haunted house?
No, he joined them. Like, somehow they met Meatloaf. And they were like, our good friend Meatloaf is coming along, so we're really excited. Like, how the fuck is Meatloaf?
Good friend.
Your good friend. I will say it's a little bit more believable that somehow they met Meatloaf than some of the other ones that they had, where they had started to do like tie-in episodes where they had like a weird thing with like a WWF fighter or whatever, because
oh my god,
Sci-Fi started showing like the Showdown or Raw or whatever the fuck it's called now, so they would have like a wrestler come in and join the team for an episode. This was before then. They actually had Meatloaf. But Meatloaf has a conversation with a ghost using the little EVP. Is it EVP?
Yeah, or...
No, that's the... EVP is the voice phenomenon. EMF? No. Yeah, EMF reader.
What's the thing called in Ghostbusters?
Proton packs? No.
EKG reader.
No, that's the read.
No, no, an EKG's at the hospital.
EMF, electromagnetic field detector.
Okay.
And it has the lights that go up and down and stuff. So when it's stronger, like all the lights fill up and it goes to red, and then it goes back down when it's. But that's supposedly a way you can detect ghosts. So if they touch it, it's supposed to go all the way up. So Meatloaf is having a conversation with the ghost, and he's getting all freaked out because he's asking it all these questions, and it keeps lighting up and answering them, and he's like, oh my god, this is amazing. It's pretty entertaining, and he's like, oh my god, what was that? Because he hears something like outside, and they're like, no, it was nothing, Meatloaf, chill out. But they call him, I think they call him Meat. I think that's like the name they've heard. They're like, hey Meat, how's it going?
I've heard people refer to him in a casual sense as just Meat.
Yeah, so they call Meatloaf Meat. But there's another one. They do that. There's been a couple where like you see the video and you're like, all right, so maybe there's something to it. But there's – lately I haven't watched it probably in we'll say 2 years. But I tuned in a few months ago just to see, you know, if they were still finding ghosts. And they added a dog. Yeah. So they became Scooby-Doo at some point. Like, it was their team, and they were like, we're going to bring in our dog because animals can be very sensitive to paranormal activity, so we're going to see if we can find a ghost with the dog.
And I'm like, so does the dog use the equipment?
No, the dog just kind of goes.
He's using the PKE reader.
The dog just kind of goes around and just goes like sniffing around and looking at stuff. And all of a sudden the dog goes, "Grossed!" and jumps into the one guy's arms.
I the last episode of Ghost Hunters that I watched, it was, they were on the USS Salem, which is docked like only a few miles from here.
Yeah.
And they were like down in the hold of the ship or whatever. And there was like, I don't know, they were trying to talk to it or some talk to a ghost. First off, the ship never really saw battle. So I don't think there's that many people that died on this boat. But anyways, maybe there's some bad food. But
it's like airplane, anybody that dying.
I'm watching it and they're trying to talk to the ghost, and then there's like right after they ask it a question, there's like this creaking sound. And they're like, "Oh man, that's some activity right there." And I was just like, "This is a World War II battleship. Why wouldn't there be creaking? I feel like if you were sitting on this boat and there were no creaks, that would be a problem."
Well, that's true, but they usually say that, "Oh, it might be activity," but they never for 100% say like this is for sure haunted. You know what I mean? They don't go.
Yeah,
oh my
I
God,
mean, I guess they didn't say
haunted.
That.
There are other things where they get, like, video evidence or something like that, and they'll go, "Oh, this place is definitely haunted." And, like, shit happened. But Ghost Adventures is just, it pisses me off so much. Because that guy and his stupid fucking tight t-shirts and his fucking hair.
Oh, yes.
Baggins. And then the episodes where he pretends to become, like, possessed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he just gets really angry and he flexes all his muscles. And he's like, "Get away from me. Get away from me. Something's happening."
Oh, my God.
And I'm going, why doesn't this happen
the one
on
where
Ghost
he's
Hunters? Like, why does this
no,
guy
it
get
doesn't happen on any other show.
Happen anywhere else. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the one where he's, like, locked in a basement and the ghost supposedly starts scratching him. And he starts yelling at the ghost. He's like, "Who's scratching me? Who's scratching me?" And I was just like, who are you talking? And he's just yelling. And they must have showed the same clip of him yelling at the ghosts, I don't know, 14 times just for, you know, dramatic effect. I mean, that show is so bad. That guy is such a douche, it's not even funny. He goes in, like, they'll go, like, to the owners of the restaurant or the family that lives there or something, and he tries to get all personal with them, and he's like, the next thing you know it, you see him, like, sitting and eating dinner with someone, or he was, like, saying prayers, and he's like, "You know, this is really personal, you know, I know what it's like to lose a loved one." Be like, yo, fucker, we all know what it's like to lose a loved one. Fuck you. And, he's just so bad. It's just the most generically dumb ghost show I've ever seen in my life.
The only thing I like about that show is that they reveal some of the stuff as they go along. They'll be like, "Well, while this was rolling, we actually caught this EVP," and then they'll play it back, and you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the show, whereas, like, with Ghost Hunters, you're like, "All right, just get to the fucking end and tell me if it's haunted or not. Show me the cool video that you found."
Yeah, I guess that part of it is good.
That's the only part I like. The guy just pisses me off.
Oh, him and his shirts are so fucking tight. he doesn't own a shirt. I don't know, like, I'm more impressed that he can consistently find shirts that are that tight than anything else.
No, I'm surprised.
I mean, he should be wearing an XL. He just wants to show off how jacked he is. And, I mean, he is jacked. I'll give him that. But what a loser.
Yeah, but he's got the weird, like, anime manga hair that I don't know how much stuff he has to put in to get it to go at those angles.
He looks like Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
I feel like at some point he's just going to talk to a ghost and throw a Pokemon at it.
Oh, yeah, terrible. That one is just not good.
There was one, I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the name of the show, but it was on Discovery. It was like Discovery's ghost hunting show. I don't know if it's still on even. But they went to Alcatraz.
Okay.
A few teams have been to Alcatraz before. And supposedly there's activity in, I think they call it like the dungeon.
Yeah.
Because it's where, because originally the Alcatraz was like a, I want to say Civil War fort, and then they turned it into the prison.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I think underneath that was like the foundation of the fort, and then the really terrible prisoners they put down there. And it was just like complete darkness, and they gave them very little food, and it was like the, it was worse than solitary confinement. So they think there's activity down there because people, I don't think any tours go down there, but I think the, like the people that work there will occasionally go down there, like the tour guys and the rangers and stuff like that. They're like, okay, well, we want to try and stir up some activity down there. And these are like terrible, terrible people that were down here, like the worst people. And there's got to be a lot of energy down there, enough that serious things could happen, because supposedly like people were like, I've been pushed, I've been scratched, whatever. So their plan is, they go, well, we're going to take, I don't remember her name, but we'll say Julie, who's like 20. And they're like, we're going to put her down there because this is where the terrible people were, like the rapists and the murderers and stuff.
Oh, nice.
We're
going to
see if we can stir up some activity. And I'm like, wow, that is a fantastic idea. Hey, Julie.
Yeah, let's put some meat down there.
Yeah. Hey, Julie, do you want to go down to where all the rapists were held, like the terrible people that like mutilated bodies and stuff like that? See if we can spark a reaction out of them. We think there's enough energy for them to get physically violent with you. Are you cool with that? And she was like, yeah, sure, no problem.
You're paying me, right?
I think she claimed that she felt like somebody breathe on her. And then, like, the EVPs were like, I'm going to kill her. She's mine. And all this weird stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I got a response. But, like, that's kind of fucked up. Let's endanger the lives of
somebody. It's a little weird. One thing I do, this is going to sound stupid, but I do like about the Ghost Adventures. And
you like the tight
shirts.
And
this is going to, I love the tight shirts. And this is going to sound, you know, like, good old sexist Greg, but there's no women on it. And it's not that I don't want women on these shows. It's that when you get these kinds of shows, like when it's just like freaky shit is going to happen, the women that they do get for the shows are never qualified to do anything except for scream. Like they get them on there, and then all they do, they yell and they start running around. And it's just to, like, ratchet up the tension. And it drives me crazy. That's, like, it's another thing I can't stand about the Destination Truth show. Because half of the time, like, right before they go to a commercial break, it's one of the broads starts, like, being like, ah! And just, like, going nuts. And everyone's, like, looking around wondering what the hell's going on. And I'm like, that's it. That's how you're going to like get me to wait through a commercial break and come back. It's so lame.
And you're like, "Oh my god, you just got
raped." They never give their credentials either.
What's up?
They're just like, "Yeah, we got we brought Mary along." So what does Mary do? And they're just like, "Well, you know, she's part of our team." And I'm like, "This is just some broad that you brought along so she can get scared. She has nothing to do with anything." Not that the rest of them have any good credentials either, but I don't know. That's just my opinion.
All right.
I also always wonder why they bring the thermal imaging stuff along.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when they're like, they see like paranormal shit, they're like, oh man, that's really warm. Why is it warm? Aren't ghosts supposed to be cold? Like, don't they always say that it gets, like, cold in the room before the ghost comes? Like, I always thought they were supposed to be cold. And then they're like, oh, man, that's way warm. That's way warmer than everything else in the room. That doesn't make any sense. What, did the ghost stick it down his pants and keep it next to his dick for a few minutes, and that's why it's warm?
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
I think.
Am I right or am I right?
I don't know. I'm no expert on that. But yeah, I mean, are you going based off of what they say in The Sixth Sense?
Well, I don't know. That's just like the rumor. Well, no, I mean, that's always like, well, the ghost adventures all the time. They're like, oh man, the temperature dropped like 10 degrees in here. And I'm like, yeah, well, you just went from the first floor into the basement.
No shit.
Yeah, of course it's cold.
Yeah, no shit.
What is it, January?
You gotta be freezing. I can see your nipples through your shirt.
Not that I couldn't anyways.
You're sitting there talking to your roommates going, I mean, not that I was looking or anything, but, you know.
But check out those nipples.
Those gotta be huge.
Oh, God, the guy's got dinner plate nipples. Anyways, that's it. I just felt like yelling about this for a little while.
All right, fair enough.
I was just looking at my notes I made for this little section, and it's just like, why are UFOs always bright? Why do they have women on these shows? And then my last one is, Zach Bagans, why does he not own a shirt that fits him?
I thought it was going to be, why are his nipples always so hard?
I don't know, he's just surrounded by the ghosts. I just like when he yells at them.
They're always giving him purple nipples.
Who grabbed my nipple?
Tell me. I'm getting possessed right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Hulk out. My shirt's just going to rip.
He's probably hoping
that I'm going to be mysteriously wearing purple pants.
This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bordela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And be sure to check us out on iTunes and on the mobile app Stitcher Radio. And you can follow us on Facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong and Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And if we don't see you through the week, we will be seeing you through the window.